are you?
I'm quite well. I'm quite well. So just for our listeners who might not be aware, can you tell us a little bit about Technopark and why places like Technopark are so important, particularly during a housing crisis?
Sure. People have been living at Technopark in Williamstown in Melbourne's west for decades, mostly in small brick units that were originally built as part of a migrant hostel and housed migrants and refugees through the 60s into the 80s. They're residential buildings. They were built for community. The area was zoned Industrial 1 in 1988, but the council, Hobsons Bay, chose to accept residential use since then, and they've really created a de facto mixed-use zone that's home to a close-knit residential community that live in purpose-built residential units alongside Sunlight industrial and commercial businesses that share the street. It's a rare precinct of affordable housing in the area. Some of us are owner-occupiers, others are renters. Many of us would be considered vulnerable in some way, and people here are able to live independently because they live in secure, affordable housing in a tight-knit, supportive community. In May last year, the council sent notices to every address on the street telling residents they had to cease living in our homes immediately and threatening legal action against us. They said that the zoning means that people can't live here, even though people have lived here for years and years. They refused to meet with or negotiate with the community, and so we said we're not going. And in October last year, the council banned any questions from the public on the matter and held a vote in secret where our councillors agreed we should be evicted this month.
Yeah, thanks for that. And yeah. I think it's worth noting as well, I think you explained to me last year that Industrial Zoning 1, it does entail a health risk. However, this is, a one in a million chance or something that a person may die a year.
So the industrial zoning doesn't refer to any health risk. In fact, the zoning allows you to graze animals or raise crops on this land. But we're also situated adjacent to a tank farm that belongs to the former Mobil refinery. And so we're in the buffer zone. There are up to 4,000 homes in residential areas in Hobsons Bay in the buffer zones of refinery infrastructure. An audit from the EPA to Mobil from 2014, which is available publicly on the internet, says there is no off-site contamination from that tank farm. And, the way that they define the buffer zone is that they say there's a 1 in 10 million year chance of more than one fatality from an event at the site.
Oh, thank you for that clarification. Truly an untenable figure there. Although, I mean, just so listeners know that last comment was sarcastic.
That's the definition.
Yeah.
And I think as well it's important to note that the refinery that this tank farm belongs to is closed, mm-hmm. and it's been reported that those tanks are empty and have been for years.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you for that additional information, Lara. So since we last spoke, the eviction date has been pushed to May of this year from, as you mentioned, an initial immediate eviction notice specifying May last year. Can you tell us what the community's current campaign goals are?
Our goal has always been the same from the beginning. It's to stop the eviction of any resident from Technopark and to gain the right to live in our homes securely. We've had a legal strategy, a political strategy, and a community care strategy kind of running in tandem. We meet every week to work together on these goals. I think the kind of most challenging really has been community care because people have been so desperately affected by this threat to their homes and livelihoods, you know. So we really do the best to take care of each other, but we've had a number of people who were made immediately homeless because their landlords evicted them when the council said that they had to, and other people who have just been forced out because the pressure from the council harassment was so great that they couldn't continue to live here for their own health.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. And I think it's so important that you emphasise that element of community care. So although Technopark isn't public housing, we have noticed that the Safe Technopark campaign has had strong representation at a number of public housing meetings that have happened. And likewise there, that element of community and community care is something that's so often overlooked. It's very great that you've mentioned that. And, you know, in the struggle for housing justice, I feel that this is a place where we can find solidarity among all people, no matter what type of housing people are living in and what that classification is. I'd like to ask you about some internal council documents that were recently released to the ABC, uncovered by the ABC, and, you know, these were released under Freedom of Information. Can you tell us what these documents are? What was uncovered as these documents were released, and why is this important?
Council's public story has been that they were obliged to act urgently to remove people from their homes for our own safety because we live in an industrial area, and that they had no idea of the scale of residential use at Technopark when they sent a notice to every home saying residents had to leave immediately or face legal action. What the documents show is that they're in fact planning this eviction for at least 6 months before they sent the notices, under the truly horrible codename Operation Pegasus. Mm. Pegasus is the former logo of Mobil, and Operation Pegasus is the name of two military operations from World War II and the war in Vietnam. So maybe someone in the council is a war fan. They reveal that they knew at least, this is in 2022, more than 6 months before they sent the notices, they knew at least that half of the units, at least 40, were residential, that people have been living there for more than 15 years and were entitled to existing use rights to remain, which then they've attempted to extinguish by sending their eviction letter. They knew that, they said that Mobil had asked that they, quote, enforce the planning scheme 4 years previous to that, back when the refinery was in operation, which they clearly didn't do. And they suggest that council executives kept this information secret from the councillors who are our elected representatives, who then were put in the position of voting to evict us without knowing these kind of key facts.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for that. So I'm just wondering if you can tell us if there are any sort of concrete things that the community is asking for in terms of support for Save Technopark campaign.
Well, actually, I think we've had a very significant win in the last 2 days. So we've been asking the planning minister to intervene and either to invite the council to submit a planning scheme amendment that would make it legal to live here at Technopark once again, or for the planning minister to intervene herself. And nearly 500 people in the community wrote to the planning minister on her behalf. 2 days ago, the minister introduced a change in the planning scheme that means that the council's letter did not extinguish people's existing use rights. That means that anyone who is here for 15 years, I don't mean individually, actually, sorry, that the fact that people had lived here for 15 years before the council sent that notice means that we have existing use rights to continue living here. And so now the council is fully empowered to recognise those rights based on the fact that in their own documents they recognise that people have lived here for at least 15 years. So now the question is, will the council step up and solve their planning problem by recognising our existing use rights? It's suddenly a very simple solution. It means that the council cannot suddenly just come in and kick people out anymore, but we do need to have those rights formalised. So What people can do that would be really helpful is if you could write to our mayor, Matt Tyler, and ask him to finally stand up for residents of Technopark. We've got a template on our Instagram and Facebook. You can find them at Save Technopark.
Hello, Lara. I'm Rob Zocchi, and I think we've spoken before. Yeah, it's great that you... I've got a quick question, but it's just great that you've put together the two issues of the housing crisis and the cost of living crisis. It's just so bleedingly obvious that those two things absolutely go together. Now, you talked about legal action that's going to be taken against you, and yeah, you know, they can get all the snazzy lawyers and, you know, these big corporations or whoever's in charge of this will undoubtedly do that. But, like, as a last resort, if you hold your ground... are you prepared for police repression? Because there's a long history around the world of police being used to evict residents who refuse to actually leave. So do you think that you're prepared for something like that?
Well, we've absolutely discussed that. We've had many people in the community offer to support us. But actually, the advice we've had from our lawyers who have lined up around the block, they said to support us pro bono because they believe that this is absolutely wrong and wouldn't stand up in the law, is that the council cannot do that. It's in a very funny situation where, normally evictions are of tenants out of properties that someone else owns, whereas these are all privately owned properties where the owners, some of whom live here and others who don't, we've got one block that is owned by a couple who have personally subsidised that building for the last 20 years to make a home for people who need affordable housing. The owners don't want people out. So the council's in a position of needing to try to evict people who absolutely have the right just to go in the next day, because you could, according to the council anyway, come and use this unit for industrial purposes. So my neighbour Arnie has always said, what do? They evict you, and they send the police to evict you, and then you've got the key, you just walk back in. But just to be clear, what this change in the planning scheme around existing use rights means is that the council no longer has grounds to do that. We very likely have existing use rights based on 15 years of continuous residential use, and the council now is in the position of being able to validate those rights right now, or if they want to waste everyone's time, they can seek applications from every single unit and do it that way.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Lara. So now we are getting close to 8:25, so we do need to start wrapping up this interview. Is there anything else that you'd quickly like to let listeners know about the Save Technopark campaign?
I'd just like to say, we talk very closely with the movement to save public housing as well. We've got two blocks here in Williamstown that are slated for demolition, and a third block of affordable housing owned by Homes Victoria that they've just shut down. And in fact, in May last year as well, sent letters to all the tenants saying that they would have to leave and find other places to live. Affordable housing, secure housing, it's an issue that affects us all. And, we absolutely want to stay committed to that fight too.
Thank you so much, Lara. And just before Lara leaves, I do want to say it is not only bringing together the fight for affordable housing and public housing and addressing housing crisis, the Save Technopark campaign has actually also been active in Palestine solidarity movements. I've seen you guys there just about every week. So thank you so much, Lara, for your staunch solidarity, and we wish you all the best, and we will be supporting you in your campaign.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Lara.